So an interesting shaila discussed by Rav J. David Bleich Shlita in one of his contemporary halachic problems volumes, one published I think maybe over 30 years ago, in volume 2. He cites an interesting machlokes achronim as to what the halachic status is of Gaza in terms of its relationship to Eretz Yisrael. And he first cites a tshuva from the Radvaz. Radvaz writing back in the 1500s, presumably. The Radvaz there in Chelek Dalid, tshuva Elef Kufhei, writes the following. He says, She'ela me'aza. He had a shaila from Aza. I assume he's referring to maybe, I'm not sure if it's Gaza as in the strip or Aza as in the city. But he was asked the following, Yilam Deinu Rabbeinu, are the B'nai Aza chayav in Trumas and Maestros? There are some Jews, he says, who have property. And I'm asking, is it considered part of Eretz Yisrael or not? So Vaz answers, Nira Vadai. He says, certainly, if you hold that Eretz Yisrael is chayiv in Shumas and Maestros b'zman hazeh min haTorah, so Aza is also chayiv min haTorah in Shumas and Maestros. If you hold that b'zman hazeh, because there isn't bias kulchem, we don't have all of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, so there's no chayiv deraisa of Shumas and Maestros in Eretz Yisrael, only midrabanan. So Aza also only chayiv midrabanan. Why? He says, Devadai ole Mitzrayim kivshuha. Says there's no doubt, he says, that Aza was included in the territory that was conquered by Ole Mitzrayim. Yeshua ben Nun and Klai Yisrael at that time, those are the Ole Mitzrayim. They certainly conquered Aza, says the Radvaz. And therefore, whatever the status is of Eretz Yisrael, Bisman Azeh, Legabi Shemes and Maestros, that's the status of Aza, Legabi Shemes and Maestros. He says the Gemara in Gittin, the first parak. The Gemara gives you the geography of Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says that if you were to draw a line, a straight diagonal line from the north, from Turi Amnon, straight down to Nachal Mitzrayim, anything to the east of that line is part of Eretz Yisrael. What is Nachal Mitzrayim, says Radvaz? Nachal Mitzrayim, he says, is what is called today Vadi El Parish. Now, I don't know, I found on the map a Wadi El Arish. I don't know if that's what he's referring to or not, but Arish is a, as far as I can tell, a city somewhere in the Sinai between Egypt and Gaza. So I'm not sure if that's what he's referring to. He refers to what he calls Wadi El Parish.
A little west of the Gaza Strip.
Right. So if that's what he's referring to, I don't know. But he says that it's a two-day walk from Aza. Does he mean Gaza City? I'm not sure. He says a two-day walk from Aza. He says, so anything east of that is Eretz Yisrael, he writes. And he says, that's the opening Mishnah in Gittin with regard to where you have to say b'fananichta, b'fananichtam. But the same Gemara in Gittin, a few blot later, gives you these geographical dimensions for Eretz Yisrael. So the Radvaz then says, I'll bring you a raya, he says, when the Rambam lists those places that are smuchos la Eretz Yisrael, that are chayiv midrabanan shemesh and maestros. So what's on his drabanantika list of places that are samuch l'Eretz Yisrael? So the Rambam quotes, says Radvaz, Mitzrayim, he quotes Shinar, bubble to the north. He quotes Ammon and Moav. Why doesn't he mention Aza, which is closer than Mitzrayim? Apparently, says Radvaz, Rambam assumes that Aza is part of Eretz Yisrael. He writes, it's an ir gedola v'chashuva. So he's talking about the city of Aza. Apparently, says Rambam, holds that that's part of Eretz Yisrael. And even if you'll tell me, says Radvaz, that the Ole Bavel, Ezra, and his generation did not reconquer that particular part of Eretz Yisrael, he says, but the fact that it was conquered by Ole Mitzrayim and it was never excluded from the Chiyuv Trumas and Maestros means it is still subject to Chiyuv Trumas and Maestros just as the rest of Eretz Yisrael is. So says the Radvaz. And he says, and don't bring me a raya from the fact that they don't keep 2 days Yomim Tovim, Ein Lahavi Raya, Mimasha Einos and Shnei Yomim Shogalios. Because that's not a raya. The fact they keep one day yomtiv is not a raya, because that, says Radvaz, is not totally on Eretz Yisrael per se. One day yomtiv, 2 days yomtiv. That's totally on where the Jews lived in the times of the Mishnah, when the shluchim would go out to inform the outlying communities of when Rosh Chodesh was declared. How far would they get in time before yomtiv in each and every month when there was a yomtiv? He says that's what the 2 days, 1 days depends upon. So bottom line, though, it says the Radvaz, he thinks that Aza, this Ir Gedola v'Chashuva, is considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Weichman cites the Tshuvas Maharit, Chelik Aleph Simen Mem Zayin, who argues that no, Aza is not part of Eretz Yisrael. He was asked the Shiloh of the Gabi that didn't record it yesterday, Mesachas Ksubas, HaKol Ma'al in Eretz Yisrael. A husband can force a wife can force a husband. I want to move to Eretz Yisrael. The question that Maharit was asked was that Shimon lived in one of the cities of Arei Yehuda known as Aza, and he got involved in some sort of business deal that he had to flee Aza as a result of that. He fled to Mitzrayim, and his sons got married there. And the question was, can one spouse force the other to leave Mitzrayim to go back to Aza? The question comes down to whether Aza is considered Eretz Yisrael. And the Maharit of Bleich quotes, argues that no, one may not force their spouse to move with them from Mitzrayim to Aza, because he does not view that city, Aza, as being part of Eretz Yisrael with regard to that halacha. He says, "En ho ish hazeh, rashay lo kufas ishto, lalos la Aza." This man can't force his wife to go to Aza. Not allowed to. It's not included in that din as far as the rest of Eretz Yisrael is concerned. So it seems, Bleich writes that this is a machlokas, the early achronim, Maritz, and the Radvaz, how we view the city Aza in that regard, as far as the status of Eretz Yisrael is concerned. Is the Chiv Shemes and Maisos like Eretz Yisrael or not? This is the machlokas that these achronim would debate. So,